91.7 KXT. He is in town for our first holiday concert series show tonight with Brett Denton. Very glad to welcome Jeremy Messersmith to our studios. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's a real treat. Your new album, Heart Murmurs, comes out in February, so this is a little sneak preview of the record and the show tonight. So
again. Yeah, just a little teaser.
Yeah. So what song do you want to play first?
I'd like to play a song called Ghost.
One more night in Omaha, bus stop just before the dawn. Cold wind followed me somehow. Through parking lots and shopping malls, rinse my thoughts in alcohol. Black clouds rolling over me. And if there is a line, I'll cross it. No lesson will I learn. Even if I'm standing on it, no bridge that I won't burn. Coming back to where we started, only passing through. I've become a ghost in your garden, fading into view. You broke my heart with sticks and stones, swore I'm never coming home. Last word never written down. Been so long since I've been gone. Doubt if you'll know me at all. Downpour, did I make you proud? And if there is a line, I'll cross it. No lesson will I learn. Even if I'm standing on it, no bridge that I won't burn. Coming back to where we started, I'm only passing through. I've become a ghost in your garden, fading into view. Day is short, my shadow's long. One more hour till Wichita. Sunlight never felt so kind. And if there is a line, I'll cross it. No lesson will I learn. Even if I'm standing, no bridge that I won't burn. Coming back to where we started, I'm only passing through. I've become a ghost in your garden, fading into view.
Wow, that sounded great. Thank you. It's Jeremy Messersmith live on 91.7 KXT. Ghost is a song that's on your upcoming album, Heart Murmurs, and a little preview of what's what you're going to play tonight at the Granada Theater. Should say you're solo tonight at the Granada. And this new album, Heart Murmurs, is, I mean, is it fair to call it your band record? Because, I mean, the songs are a little bit more full than they have been on your last couple of records. I even hear strings on some of the songs, too. It's a really nice record.
Thanks. Yeah, I think that's fair to say. It seems like we did a few records of just me doing the singer-songwriter thing, and it felt like with the previous record, I felt like we just started dabbling with a kind of a, more of a full band sound, and then Heart Murmurs it felt like we really wanted to challenge ourselves with, you know, some kind of fleshed out arrangements and strings and all sorts of crazy stuff.
Yeah, so it's just the arrangements that have changed, not really your approach to songwriting or anything, right?
Nope. Songs are pretty much exactly the same as I always write, but they kind of went through kind of a new sort of, you know, music industrial mill. And, you know, I think for the most part, they came out pretty cool.
Yeah, I don't know. It's got to be nice to have more, you know, more tools in your tool chest to experiment with.
Yeah, that's just really fun, you know. It's just cool to be able to, hey, what would it sound like if we put auto harp and glockenspiel on this song and French horn and who knows what else. So it's pretty great.
Well, one of your earlier records, Silver City, was produced by Dan Wilson from Semisonic fame, but also is just a great songwriter. I mean, he's co-written a lot of songs with Dixie Chicks and Adele, and he's a Minneapolis fixture as well.
Yeah.
Since I'm from Minnesota, I remember seeing him perform in early days.
Oh yeah.
So did you learn any kind of songwriting or any kind of techniques when you worked with Dan on that record?
Oh yeah, absolutely. I mean, he was and still is kind of my biggest mentor and probably the person who's influenced me the most with regards to songwriting and music. But I remember playing a coffee shop in Minneapolis, and there were about 10 people there, and for whatever reason, in walked Dan Wilson, and he heard me play, and it was just a real treat to have him say, hey, if you're working on a record, you want to just come over to my place and I'll produce it and do that. It was amazing. It was like a master class in how to make records, and this is how you do it. You know, you show up every day, you record, you work and you write, it was just kind of a wonderful experience, and it really has kind of shaped how I've worked in the studio ever since.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, in your debut EP, going back even further, you're probably best known. I mean, this is one of those like folklore tales of distributing your debut EP in just like paper lunch bags. Like people always talk about that because it was just so different. I mean, it's such honest music. You wanted to put it out in these.
I had a computer and I just found a bunch of paper bags at the grocery store, and I got a stamp at like Office Depot or something, and it just said paper bag Jeremy Messersmith, and I would just stamp them, and I figured there was no demand for my product at all, you know, like nobody knew who I was or cared. So the only way I could make people maybe care about it is if they actually heard it. So I just started wandering around. I would, you know, slide them under people's doors, you know, in the apartment building I lived in. I would take it to record shops. I would just throw it anywhere that I could put them for people to grab.
It's like the equivalent of the takeout menu. That's
I took kind of like the AOL strategy and just litter the earth with my CDs, and eventually someone will end up listening to it. So,
well, Heart Murmurs is going to be released in early February, and of course you're playing tonight at the Granada Theater for our holiday concert show with Brett Denton. You wanna do another song?
Yeah, I'd like to do. This is called "I Want to Be Your One Night Stand." I know I may not look like much. Guess the years have been a little rough. I'm not worried, no, I've got it planned. I wanna be your one night stand. We'll check into a dive motel. Carpet's old and the curtains worn. TV's old, wallpaper bland. I wanna be your one-night stand. Oh, we'll get drunk on a box of wine. Oh, making love underneath a vacancy sign. don't have to meet my folks. I won't bore you with my stupid jokes. I'm just a guy with a minivan. I wanna be your one night stand. Oh, we'll get drunk on a box of wine. Oh, making love underneath a vacancy sign. So let's leave the kids at home. You wear that blouse, I'll wear cheap cologne. Throw away our wedding bands. I wanna be your one night stand.
Very nice. It's Jeremy Messersmith on 91.7 KXT. Playing tonight at the Granada with Catamaran, actually a local Dallas band, going to open up the show. And Jeremy, and then Brett Dedden for our holiday concert series. So again, thank you so much for being part of it. Thanks for coming by today, and we're looking forward to the new album coming out in February, Heart Murmurs. And then you're gonna be back here in Texas actually for South by Southwest, right? You're gonna be doing a big tour in February, and then wrapping up down here in March.
Yes, it will be a huge tour in February, and then we will come down to South by Southwest,
which is where you started laying the groundwork for getting signed to Glass Note Records too, right? A couple of years ago.
That's true. That is actually where I met Daniel Glass, and yeah, that's kind of cool.
Well, you'll get you'll get to have some more Mexican food when you return for
I hope South so. Line. I hope yeah. I don't have to wait that long.
Well, it's Jeremy Messersmith live on 91.7 KXT.